State Attorney General Dana Nessel today announced her office is now investigating complaints being leveled against one of the top gymnastics coaches in the country, John Gettert of Eaton County.
I would say any and all potential crimes are being investigated. So I don't think there's going to be anything off the table with that. And again, we welcome information from anybody that has information about John Gettert, and those tips will be followed up on and will be thoroughly investigated.
To talk about this, we're joined by reporter Ellie Illich, who has been investigating John Gettert for more than 2 years. Ellie, remind us again, just who is John Gettert?
John Gettert is the former Olympic coach. He led the Fierce Five to the 2012 Olympics. He led them to gold. And he's also the former owner of the popular gym Twistars in Diamonddale, one of the many places where convicted Dr. Larry Nassar worked for decades. Gettert and Nassar are also longtime friends who, according to many Nassar survivors, had a unique and special bond. During the sentencing hearings in Ingham and Eaton County, we heard that their relationship can be compared to Bonnie and Clyde.
And to that point, during Larry Nassar's sentencing hearings in early 2018 in Ingham and Eaton counties, we did hear a lot about John Gettert. Let's listen to what some of these survivors had to say about him.
The dynamic duo that is Larry Nassar and John Gettert had lasting effects on me that go beyond physical ones.
When I broke my knee inside of the gym, tore my hamstring, broke my tibia and fibula all in the same time, you sat there and you screamed at me and you called me a baby. You told me to get up and walk when my knee was broken.
To John Gettert, you are as much of a monster as Larry.
My teammates and I spent way too many days as innocent children, shaking, crying, trembling, some even trying to take their own lives because of you. Well, similar to what others have told Larry, I will say to you, those little girls that you treated like objects and things are all grown up now and are here to bring you hell.
And that was survivors Lindsay Lemke, Alexis Alvarado, Bailey Pickle, and Isabel Hutchins, all talking about their former gymnastics coach, John Gettert. Ellie, when did Gettert first come to the attention of law enforcement?
That's what's interesting. So something to point out in this case is that Gettert has been on law enforcement's radar for many years. Police have investigated Gettert for assault on at least four other occasions dating back to 1986. Police records show that Gettert was accused of assault in 1990, 2011, and 2013. And let's talk more about the recent cases. In 2011 and 2013, in both of those cases, the Michigan State Police investigated Gettert for assault and battery. Charges were never brought. However, in the 2013 case, the Eaton County prosecutor, Doug Lloyd, said he had enough evidence to charge Gettert, but as part of a deal, he allowed him to seek counseling for anger management. So this investigation that the attorney general is taking over, that's in Eaton County right now, Gettert is accused of some of the same kind of abuse that he was investigated for back in 2013. And in fact, some of the women who tried to talk to police then are among those who are trying to get justice right now, but they feel like their concerns have fallen on deaf ears.
All right. And I know you have talked to some of these parents, including this mom.
I would just like someone to listen, to sit down and listen to us and to talk to the girls and see what they went through. And it's not just a tough coaching situation. You know, John's not just some tough coach. He's an abusive, narcissistic pig who finds great joy in tearing little girls apart. And it needs to stop.
This mom asked that we withhold her name. She's actually worried about jeopardizing her daughter's chances of getting justice. She also says she is worried about retaliation.
Our daughter had been stalked by John for a number of years after she left the gym, and he had actually sent me messages threatening me. So we actually said enough is enough.
So, Ellie Illich, this mom and other parents have been asking the Eaton County prosecutor to charge John Gettert, and that hasn't happened?
It has not. And that's something that's important to point out here. Now, the investigation has taken a year. It's been a year now. But what's unfortunate is that in some cases, the statute of limitations has expired. So some of these women were told by prosecutors they can no longer get justice.
And we should point out, you did reach out to Eaton County Prosecutor Doug Lloyd, but you did not get a response back, correct?
I did not.
Which brings us to today's announcement by Attorney General Dana Nessel. What did she say about why she has decided to take over this investigation?
Dana Nessel said that she sat down with Doug Lloyd for several hours, and she said she respects him and came to the conclusion that the attorney general has more resources to take on this case than the Eaton County Sheriff's Office does. And so it was a coordinated effort, according to her, and, you know, it was handed over willingly.
I've got to imagine this is really trying for parents. We could hear that in that mom's voice.
It has been. Yes. A lot of the parents have grown frustrated over the, you know, several months. They've been waiting for answers. In fact, some of the parents said that they started making calls to the attorney general's office. They have been making calls to members of Congress asking for help with the case because they believe their concerns are being ignored, and some believe they're being covered up by those who are investigating on a local level. So last week, prosecutor's office and police from Eaton County, they hosted a meeting with some of the parents who have expressed concerns about the investigation, wanting an update on the status and what's going on. My point in saying that is that there has been a lot of tension between some of the parents who think, you know, I don't think enough is being done here, and the prosecutors and police saying, look, we're still investigating this. We've taken your reports. Kind of be patient with us.
And we should note here that our Michigan radio reporter, Lindsay Smith, did get a response from Eaton County Prosecutor Doug Lloyd today after Attorney General Nessel announced she was taking over the investigation. And it reads in part, I'm quoting him, "This transition was thoughtful, coordinated, and has my full support. The investigation is open and ongoing. Because my office is no longer reviewing the case, it would be inappropriate for me to comment further." We also reached out today to John Gettert, and we have not heard back at this point. So, Allie, where do things go now, and will the attorney general be able to do more than what's been done in the past?
It's a good question. I guess right now we're going to have to see. Time will have to tell. However, she did say today, when asked by reporter Kate Wells, if they're taking reports involving physical abuse, sexual abuse, kind of what is the scope here? And she said, we're taking anything and everything at this point. So it'll be interesting to see moving forward what happens.
And whether any more people come forward now that it's in the hands of the state attorney general.
Yes.
That is reporter Allie Illich, who has been reporting on these allegations against John Gettert for several years now. We want to thank you so much for sharing your reporting with us, Allie.
Thanks for having me.